Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fried food all day. That's what I thought it meant when I was a youngster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the day to eat fried food. Fried food for everybody today. It is the 22nd of September. Later on in the day, there will be a moderate celebration to welcome in fall 2023. And then tomorrow you can have a big party because that's the first full day of fall, the equinox, all the things that are happening. I think we have Maria Trilogy, our astrologer, on with us Monday, right? Next Monday? To explain the significance of this month's change and going into fall and what is in the stars and what's in the moon, other than a big pizza pie, that's amore. This is the Good Day program, another hour for you to spend with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. It's James Collins. Is he too young? No, maybe he's not. This whole business of Medicaid and what's going to face families, Medicaid. I thought Medicaid was for people my age, Medicare, Medicaid. But now there's a bill to extend Medicaid coverage to all children by automatically enrolling them in this health program, the health insurance program that is federalized. So what does this do? How does this... What's the situation with children now? At present, you get Medicaid if your family's income is somewhat near the poverty level, I think. So how much is this? All this stuff, I love when people say, oh, it's all going to be free. It isn't free. That's an outrage that you try to foster that idea onto people. Well, you don't have to pay for it. It's free. No, it's not free. That is the... I don't like the word lie. I don't like to use it in my own conversation, but that is a damnable lie. Of course it's not free. You may not have to pay for it, so it may be free to you, but I'm going to pay for it, and other people who are paying their legitimate
Well, how do other countries do it?
A lot of countries
What's their technique?
This sort of same thing. It depends on whether it is, to use a word, the socialist side of this. Canada, for example, I think has the program. Spain, France, many of the European countries, and those that Norway has it. I'm trying to think who else in the Scandinavian. But I bet all the Scandinavian countries have it. Portugal, the heavily unionized countries, the heavily socialized countries. It's interesting that both of those things go together often in the same sentence. But I don't see how that's right. Again, if you're going to come up with a system, I don't know what a better system is, frankly. So that's the question. The problem is, what's the solution? If this isn't the right thing to do, then what is the right thing to do? And one of the problems, frankly, when you look at the stats, is all the illegals that have come into this country that have, when we do our talk radio review and the talk radio countdown show this week, once again, one of the items that has been discussed heavily, not necessarily on this program, because the charts that Talkers Magazine puts together are not necessarily a reflection of what we talk about here, but news talk stations generally may be a lot more political than are we, and so this sort of thing comes up. But the migrant crisis this week is number 5 on the countdown. It's been in the countdown now pretty much regularly for months because the Biden administration isn't doing anything. And that pointing the fickle finger of fate at these guys doesn't fix the problem. So Senator Casey from Pennsylvania has come up with this idea, and it's kind of a complicated formula. The Department of Health and Human Services says around 4% of children in America are uninsured. Okay, so that's 3 million youngsters under the age of 18. And so why is that a problem now? Is that because we have more families? If you look at the families, and this can sound prejudicial or not, depends on your point of view, I guess, much as anything else. Most of these children, not all of them, but most of the children, certainly more than half of them, are coming from non-native families who have come here illegally, or they try to get into the system, and they, you know, there's a willingness among some politicians to cover everybody. So I don't want to sound like a heartless cluck here, because I think the children need to be taken care of, but we've got to get to the root of the problem, and the problem isn't necessarily native-born Americans, but it's the people who are coming in here from all over the place.
Is the problem that people are coming in regardless, or people who are undocumented coming in?
I think there's a little of both, but more undocumented. Yeah, that's a point. More undocumented people that are just, they've come in, so people throw their hands up and say, okay, well, I guess we'll give them citizenship. How does that feel to a person who has gone through the process the right way and has spent many 14, 15 months maybe trying to find a way to pass the exams and do what's required, and then some boob comes into the country and just fades into oblivion and shows up in Colorado and gets a job working at a restaurant and, you know, is able to survive. But it's not right. And I think that, anyway, it's probably going to get a lot of strong opposition. You can figure that from the Republicans anyway. So here we have that issue, and you also have the issue that all the money that we've used raised the debt ceiling again. You've got to, in order to pay for this stuff, and there's got to be, I would think, you know, the news media, the liberal side of the news media, points its finger and, oh, the Republicans are bad guys because they don't want to do this, that, and the other thing. Well, maybe the Republicans are bad guys when it comes to some stuff, just like the Democrats are bad guys when it comes to some stuff. But at some point, you got to face the music here. And and what do we have? Another week. Today's the 22nd. So a week from today is the 29th, the 30th, and October 1st is a week from this Sunday. And that's when the new fiscal year starts, and there hasn't been a deal made yet. That is something that's on the countdown, certainly. I think it's number. Do I give it away? I shouldn't give it away, right? I give away that.
Go for it.
No. I don't want to be a spoiler. Excuse me. So, anyway, there's an issue that is serious, no question about it. And now, I might as well, this sounds like the doom and gloom portion of the program. There is a survey. Now, who knows where this is? I think this is federally funded, checking on the value of people's homes. Here we go with the climate thing. If you have a home that's on the beach, right, you're close to the water, I just talked to a friend of mine yesterday who brought a friend down to Falmouth, which is on the Cape. Excuse me. He bought this little shack and paid $1.7 million for it. It's on the water, right? So then what happens, this is a study from the First Street Foundation, the frequency, the severity, the extreme nature of the weather events that are happening. That's what the story reads, but I don't see it. Frankly, the heat we had this summer, it's not the first time it's been this hot. And the hurricane season has been a bust.
So in areas with wildfires.
Yeah, the wildfires, but how much of that is caused by neglect rather than the climate? The climate may enter into it, but the fires that have happened in Hawaii, the hot fires that happened in California, the big fires have happened because of corporate neglect. Yeah, there are people who are irresponsible with campfires, and there have been people who have set fires who have hopefully, I think most of them have been caught. That happens as a result of the way society is developing. You know, people don't take responsibility. They don't say, yeah, I'm going to have a fire outside. Let's cook our meal.
Well,
we're going camping. And
people doing their own fireworks or the pregnancy and sex reveals and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then the way the terrain is and the climate there, how it exasperates it. It's enough for a lot of homes to be losing their value.
Yep. Well, I don't. If you look at the coastal areas, depends on where you are. Out in the west, they certainly haven't lost any value. And where I am, we're close to the Cape, the beaches, coastal homes around here. They're not losing value at all. If anything, they're going up at a more rapid rate. And then the valuing of homes that are, let's say, in my neighborhood, which is 26 miles from the water. So this study suggests there are 39, 40 million homes in that vicinity because of wind and wildfire and flood risk will lose their value. When? I don't see that.
There have been a lot more flash flooding happening.
Yeah. Well, the heavy rains have certainly not done us any good. I've seen that on the farm. And around here, up in New England, crops have been ruined. People not getting things done. You hear me talk about this development that I'm involved in. We've been stymied to a point because the lower areas are all mud. And you got to drain them out and do it the right way. So that is a problem. But I don't think that's what this bubble overview suggests. I think this is more coastal stuff, isn't it, Jay? When you look through it.
It's just any area. The way I took from this was any area that has the severity of extreme weather events that have been increasing what they perceive to be climate change, which could be the wildfires, the flooding, the
But it changes. It's different.
Earthquakes.
There's a drought.
The uptick of earthquakes.
Yeah. Well, earthquakes. Listen, going to have earthquakes no matter what. There have been earthquakes since the planet began. The shelf of the planet. The 70 miles down just continues to move around. Again, you look at the way the Earth, when it was first formed, was all water, and then the land sort of popped up and it moved around. So it's a sticky situation, no question about that, but there's the information for you to chew on here at 18 after the hour. Friday, good day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Friday Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner, and a focus on Kelly Clarkson in our celebrity news. I guess this would be the gossip section, right, Jay? Social media and gossip kind of go hand together, hand in hand, like love and marriage. Yeah, love and marriage. Let's see. Can we put that to celebrity news? No, it doesn't work. All right, well, anyway, Kelly is talking about her children and what they're good at. So if you're interested in Kelly, I think she's quite an interesting lady. What is she doing with her children? I think maybe there's a lesson in here. There's a good conversation about what she's encouraging and thus a reflection on what you may be doing with your children. So we'll stand by for that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You think you got the best in me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone.
So, I don't think her real talent lies in her singing, although she certainly does a lot of it and is very popular. I think her humanness is her, the star quality of her as a human being that seems to poke its way through. And here she's talking about how her children communicate their emotions, how they express their emotions. And when you look around at what some parents aren't able to do and what they discourage their children to do, I mean, it goes back for decades. Mm-hmm. I remember applying this thing, my father, because I was emotional about animals and things in life. I was very emotional. I still am. I've always been emotional in my life. My father thought there was something wrong with me because I expressed my feelings. And so as I grew into parenthood, I encouraged my children to, if they were, they had hurt feelings or whatever it is, and not to, but not just to express them, but okay, what do you do to change it for yourself? How do you address the problem? Why are you feeling this way, and what do you do about it?
Well, it also is a cycle, too, because a lot of times parents are very triggered by their children crying. And before they respond to them, they react to them. And oftentimes they react in a way that they themselves as children were reacted to, how their parents or guardians reacted to them crying. And it's once you identify, if you didn't have a good example set, you have to break the cycle yourself and identify that. Why you're being so triggered by your children showing any kind of emotion or feelings. And Kelly Clarkson has been wonderful about encouraging her children to show their feelings and identify. And now at 7 and 9, they can walk into a room and be like, hey, I'm sad about this, or this hurt my feelings. And not only be able to identify it, but have the courage to say that when a lot of times so many people are told that, in a manner of speaking, not
back
in these exact words, but your feelings are an inconvenience.
Well, a lot of parents are so wrapped up in their own world that they, A, shouldn't have children to begin with, and B, they don't know what to do with the emotions of their children because they don't know what to do with their own emotions because they had parents like my father who said, you know, buck up. And so it's, but there's a difference also. There's some, the crying, if you use that as a, I don't think that's necessarily a good way to look at expression, because a lot of things happen because of crying, or crying can be tied to a lot of things, but it's emotions in general. Let your children speak, please. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, could bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day,
Karen.
It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Here we are. Your friends, Jay and Doug, on the air for the Good Day program. It's Friday. Crank this up a little, will you, James? Ah, the weekend. Is it overrated, that thing called the weekend? Maybe. Maybe not. Okay. Let's see what we have going on here today. Something we're going to wrap our heads around. Your children, in many parts of the country, at this time, are up and at 'em, ready to go to school, right? Did you like elementary school better, junior high school, high school? I think there are a lot of people that are going to high school that find themselves finding themselves. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By the time you're in high school, for some it's prime suffering because you're going through puberty, you're a teenager, parents don't know anything, right?
Nobody understands.
Nah.
But also, college is coming, and whether or not you're going to college or whatever you're going to do after
high school is
only 4 years, and I think that realization really starts to kick in of you only have a few more years, and then you are out of here, and you are on to the next big, scary adventure, especially being separated from people that you've gone to school with for nearly 18 years.
This is the time of year going into the fall. The leaves start changing. It seems to me like leaves just grew out on the trees around here. I'm reminded of a thought that may apply to things as we start fall 2023 and think about our lives as we have lived them so far this year, from winter to spring to summer and now to fall, and all the fullness of those beautiful trees. And now the leaves start to change, and a couple of months from now, the leaves will all be gone, and we get into this funk. I think that's what happens in a lot of the northern climes, where California, the leaves don't go away. Florida, they don't really go away. The Southwest, there are really no leaves to go away. So there's something about it, though, that really sets a tone. I think when you look outside, you see sunshine and flowers and things growing, it really makes you feel good. Wow, another great day! And then there's the it's getting cold. And so with the cold, we wear more clothing. Takes longer to get ready. It's just a whole bunch of things. All right, I'm trying to bring you down. I'm just and maybe I'm dealing with my own stuff here, because I don't... You said you love the fall. It isn't that I mind the fall. It's just what comes after it. I've just always been someone who didn't care much for...
Winter is your least favorite season.
Yeah, winter's awful.
Yeah, see, winter's my favorite. So fall is kind of like the lead-up to winter. Summer is my least favorite time of season. Yeah. So, yeah, as soon as it's like, oh, we're getting into fall, yes!
Yay! Yeah. All right, let's see what else we can yell and scream about, or at least be happy about. Maybe some people are happy that Rupert Murdoch is not going to be the chairman at Fox News. This is sort of some people news I thought I'd pass along. I don't really care. His son Lachlan is taking over. Okay, so what? What do you think is going to happen that's different there? Nothing. Doesn't affect the stock market. It's just another guy with a bloated ego who has had a lot of way too much to say about things that happen in our country. Way too much influence through Fox and his own machinations and, you know, what he believes. I think this is what the country needs. Okay. Well, he was good enough in terms of business to create something out of nothing. So you got to give him a lot of kudos for that. Mm-hmm. Lachlan hasn't created anything. He's just there on the ride. But you know, the old man kind of figured it out. And he was smart enough to hire people like Roger Ailes and other folks that had been around like him that created something that attracted people to watch something that had advertising in it that was profitable, that made the situation very, very profitable. The value of it is in how much money you could sell the advertising for, not what things that he just happened as a bonus, because Rupert Murdoch is quite right of center. And so his philosophy is what he was selling. Yep, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to make people like it. I'm going to do it the right way.
He started it all at the young age of 21.
Yeah.
And he is only now stepping down at the age of 92. He has had a very long, successful career.
Yep. Yeah, he has. He's kind of like Richard Branson has followed in the same sort of footsteps when you think about the origins, the news. Branson started as a delivery boy for newspapers, and then he started thinking, well, look at all this, and how can I do something? He was a great salesman, and so was, you know, and maybe you can say that about a lot of people who have harnessed their own abilities and found something that worked for them, and they just kept going. So, yeah, there are a lot of people like that that are sadly resented by people because they've been successful. Look at all the money he's got. How come I don't have that? Well, because you didn't do what they did.
Or tell them that they have to give the money away to other people, where you really should be able to. It might be nice to see somebody do that, but you can't tell somebody what to do with their money.
No, yeah, the government can. Yep, we're going to take more from you, 22% more. Let's get those tax dollars in so we can help sustain the lives of people that shouldn't be here in the first place. I get really cynical when it comes to this.
Let's move on.
Yeah, I really do. All right, remember this no good SOB Alex Murdaugh, who was involved in financial fraud, money laundering, all of that stuff. He was a lawyer. So now he's been through the system, and he pled guilty to all of the 22 counts against him, and he's apologized to the victims. So what's the next step here? Well, what are they going to do?
Yeah, he's already serving a life sentence after the murder of his wife and his son.
Yeah.
But also at this point, like, what does he have to lose? Why wouldn't you confess to things?
Well, and this is me and being the contrarian. This guy shouldn't go to jail because he was guilty of financial fraud. He should go to jail for killing his wife and his son and never get out again, which is pretty much the case. But why isn't there a way to take his expertise and, the financial fraud piece of this and work toward, I mean, he has a skill, obviously, of figuring out how to screw people with their money. So let's take that skill, watching markets or whatever it is that he did, and turn it around so that he can help other people who need to be helped. Right? Why don't we take that expertise? Was like the same thing with, what's his face? Maddow? What was the guy's name that was in New York? It was Maddow, right?
I can't recall.
Anyway, these people shouldn't be in jail. Or if they are in jail, they should be in a special jail where they can, as part of their punishment, they can be making money and helping people.
A contributing member to society. Yeah, I totally
right.
get that. Yeah. Murdaugh is a bad example just because he did murder some people.
Because he killed
but, yeah. Okay. But had he not.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, another person in the news is Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who has announced she will not be running for re-election because she has progressive supranuclear palsy, which is a neurological disorder that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. This is horrible. This is Parkinson's, kind of, in a manner of speaking. So it's what the doctors describe as Parkinson's on steroids. So you can't hold your body, your muscles are out of control, can't really get treatment for it, there's no therapy for it, so she will spend the rest of her life in misery. What a shame. Oh, my God. The reason it's not significant that she's a congressperson, it's significant that she's got this thing, and that she is at least expressing her letting people into her life so that they can see what goes on here. I bet you there's a nutritional, because food is medicine, I'll bet somewhere there's a nutritional fix, or maybe not a fix, but a way to make it less painful. And I'm sure, here I am, they sound arrogant. Well, there's got to be a fix somewhere. Don't you think people are saying to themselves, don't you think?
Yeah, she's probably already gone all those rounds and is managing as best as she can.
She can. Yep. All right, here's the next person in the news, a youngster named Cooper Reed, high school football player, crowned homecoming king. Last year at this time, he was seriously hurt in a football incident, severe head injuries, high school football game. This is something that's damnable. Another example of why there shouldn't be high school football. You get exposed to this sort of thing. This kid could have died from this traumatic brain injury that he suffered, but he's come around, and he's on the field for the homecoming game. He was crowned homecoming king. His mother said she felt blessed to be on the field with her son. Community obviously rallied to him, but have they examined why he got hurt the way that he did? And have they examined what might happen to other youngsters who are the same age playing the same game? So there are lots of different messages here. He underwent a whole lot of physical therapy. He's not completely recovered yet. They keep working on him, keeping the focus on what's ahead instead of what happened before. And I guess that's all well and good if you want to continue to promote high school football and the dangers and ignore the dangers that are there. But this is a prima facie case of why there should not be high school football the way they play it. Because the kids that age are still growing and vulnerable. All of those parts in your body are not stable. They haven't gotten, your muscles haven't grown. Your bones haven't grown to their full peak. So a lot of damage can take place. So, yep, Doug can always find that negative side of the football story, because I think it is an immense problem that nobody... Look at all of the stuff going on with football, college football. You can't turn on the television set any night of the week now and not see a football game, a pro game, a college game.
And, yeah, people can get hurt, especially with the tackling. And it's like that with a lot of other sports. The Browns just lost one of our leaders due to a significant knee injury.
Really? Yeah, I did. I saw that, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see here. One more person in the news. A lady named Linda Jones, tenant at a condominium in Colorado, lost everything in a couple of separate fires that burned their units this past year. Not once, but twice. The only thing this woman took away from the fire was her dog. The fires. I thought this was interesting. The children are trying to help out, and then the bartender in the nearby restaurant decided to coordinate a fundraiser to generate money to help this woman who has basically become homeless. They're trying to get 70 grand. How are they doing on the GoFundMe? It looks like 11,000 bucks now.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, it's about, right? Yeah, just a little over 12.
Imagine this, though, happening to you. A dollar here and a dollar there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 160 units in this building, uninhabitable. And the insurance companies, of course, are denying. And there you go. That's the secret sauce for them. Oh, deny. No, you can't get that money. All right, I've been cynical enough. It's 48 past the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see till you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right, so the way of getting this, go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Some real quality here on the Good Day program. Today, on our food, farm, and family segment, we celebrate National White Chocolate Day. I love white chocolate, even though it's not chocolate. My children both love it when I drool over white chocolate. Megan says to me, Dad, what are you talking about? This is not chocolate.
Technically, it is, though. It has been declared that it is.
By whom?
some of your favorite people, the FDA.
No, yes, of course, the government says white chocolate is chocolate. They did that back in 2004, as a matter of fact. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, the official definition of chocolate says it must include a certain percentage of cocoa solids, and white chocolate does not have that. However, it does contain a little bit of cocoa butter, and that apparently is enough to say, hey, you know what? Cocoa is somewhere in there, so we are going to deem white chocolate still chocolate.
I wonder how many millions it cost the taxpayer to come up with that declarative. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Well, and there's even things about, like, make sure you're getting real white chocolate, because if it's white instead of a pale yellow, it's not real white chocolate.
Right.
So, like, Nestle was the situation.
First one to really push this back in the 1930s, and then there was a new version of it. Created over here in 1945 after the war, and then white chocolate bar, the Alpine White Bar from Nestle was the first one that was really mass-produced and sold. It was kind of a novelty at first. I'm a big chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate. I like, you know, regular milk chocolate, as it's called, and white chocolate is a thing for me as well. I suppose it's probably a way of addressing one's sweet tooth, right? Different way. It's kind of sweet. It is. It's sweet. Just like you, Jay. How about that?
Oh, shucks. You too.
Shucks. Thank you. All right. Next up, here we go with our warning of the day on the farm food and family portion of the program. David's Cookies, recalling units of market-side chocolate chip explosion cake sold at Walmart. So if you like this kind of stuff, market-side ultimate peanut butter chocolate cake, mislabeled as market-side chocolate chip explosion cake, so it doesn't, you don't, if you have a peanut problem, you won't know it until it's too late if you've got the market-side chocolate chip explosion cake. So I tell you what, you got either of these two things,
from David's Cookies, from Walmart. Bring them back. Get your money back and say, I want $20 for my time, please. That's it, right? It's in a clear plastic package.
Cover my gas, please.
Yeah, exactly. No illnesses or injuries have been reported to date, but this is something mislabeling is a management problem, so they need to pay for the problem. They need to pay for the fix. You get your money back, and I wouldn't buy, if it were me, I'd probably stay away from this brand. Just because if they made a mistake like that now, what are they capable of in terms of what else are they not seeing?
What's in the name? Market Side Ultimate Peanut Butter Chocolate Cake. Right. Oh, if you see it, can't you just tell? Like, even though the label was wrong,
peanut butter
you
in
can
it?
Clearly tell that the one that's labeled chocolate chip explosion cake, it's layered. It's chocolate and peanut butter layered just by looking at it.
I think you give some people in the public too much credit.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. I guess common sense isn't as common as we think it to be.
That's right. Starbucks has been ordered to face a lawsuit claiming that some of its fruit drinks lack fruit. Good for you guys.
What about the inclusion?
Congratulations. Yeah, right.
If you get the inclusions in it, those are little like dried fruit pieces that they pop on in there.
I'm not a Starbucks fan. I've been in a Starbucks store. I think the last time I went into a Starbucks was 10 years ago, and I went in because I wanted to buy a banana. You can usually get some bananas or apples across the counter. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the complaint's been around for a year or so, alleging Starbucks engaged in false and deceptive practices in the marketing of these refresher drinks. Mango Dragon Fruit Lemonade, the Mango Dragon Fruit Starbucks Refresher, and whatever else, Strawberry Acai. Acai, how do you pronounce it? A-C-A-I.
Acai.
Acai, okay. Anyway, pineapple, passion, anything that's got fruit in it, that you're buying it, Starbucks, you're probably not getting the fruit you think you're getting.
So if that's your daily consumption of fruit, you need to eat more fruit.
Yeah, right. How about you go to your local, let's go to the orchard and pick some apples this weekend.
Oh, yum.
Have some real fruit, right? That great the taste and the crispness when you bite into those apples.
And get their fresh-made apple cider.
Yeah. Smells good. Apple cider donuts. That's real health food, man. Get a little of that with some vanilla ice cream. Woo! You're on your way to a great mood, if nothing else. All right, so that's our Food Farm Family Report. Check it out every day at foodfarmfamily.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.